The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of AM 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel Broadcasting. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
For Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko on AM 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining me this morning. It's a bright, sunny day. It's a little bit cold out there, but still going to be a great day. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. And today we're going to be talking about several things. One is we'll be listening to some audio files. I visited a place called Tiger World, and we're going to talk a little bit about tiger's teeth, and a few other things that'll be thrown in there. So the Buckeyes won yesterday. That was good. 45-0 is always it makes it a good day. And of course, I realized that New Mexico State wasn't exactly supposed to beat us, but it's still nice to see them do well and to see Joe Bowserman get in and get some reps, and some of the other guys that work so hard all year and don't get the reps in a game situation. I wanted to mention that on Tuesday I'll be going to the H1N1 vaccination. Actually, myself, my wife, we're both members of the Volunteer Medical Reserve Corps, and be giving vaccinations or helping with vaccination, and it's at Vets Memorial, November 3rd, which is also voting day, by the way, so get out and vote, and remember, vote in the morning, because if you want to get your H1N1, you'll be in line or getting your vaccination about the time the polls close. It's at 300 West Broad Street. There's also one on November 4th, so the one on November 3rd is from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m., that's the one I'll be at. The one on November 4th is from 1 o'clock until 4 p.m. Now, I did this two Saturdays ago, and I want to say that when it started, there was a line, but as the afternoon progressed, the line pretty much disappeared, so don't be afraid by seeing those pictures of long lines on TV, because it's not that bad. They set up 20... They have 20 nurses giving vaccinations, 10 different tables, and the line moves very, very quickly. And it's definitely worth it, because the fewer of us who actually get H1N1, there'll be fewer of us who can transmit it to others. And I thought it was important that I be vaccinated so that people don't have to worry about coming to me at my office. If I happen to have a sniffle or a cough, I'll be able to assure you I don't have H1N1. So it's something that I consider very important. I've encouraged my kids and everybody I've spoken to, my staff, to get their vaccination. And you should too. So again, don't be afraid of the lines. It's not so bad. It moves very quickly. And in fact, two Saturdays ago, the line pretty much disappeared. So, and we can't have that. We need to get as many people vaccinated as possible. Okay, before I get too far along, I want to give out today's Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And this is according to the American Dental Association, a survey that they did. And the question was, what percent of dentists say that their workload is far too much? I'm sorry, too much, not far too much, but too much. That's actually another category. So we'll go with what percent of dentists feel their workload is too much. All right, now you can call us at 821-1230, or you can send an email to dentallyspeaking on am1230@yahoo.com. So don't be afraid to do that. Okay, let's see. I think what we're going to do first is we're going to go ahead and listen in. I want to describe this a little bit. We went to Tiger World. You'll hear a little bit more about that in a minute. They have these tiger cubs, and I played this audio for a little girl, toddler, well, maybe about 4-year-old, who was at the office because I thought it was so neat. And it kind of scared her a little bit. So if you have little kids, just kind of hold them, hug them or whatever, and just tell them that these are just little baby tigers, and they are happy. These are happy sounds. I can guarantee you these are happy sounds. So let's go ahead and listen in.
Oh, my goodness. We haven't fed these guys.
We're in Rockwell, North Carolina, and that noise you hear is a little baby tiger cub. What is his name?
Aries.
Aries, is that a girl?
It's a boy.
Okay, so Aries is 11 weeks old today. It's a tiger cub, and he's hungry, and his brother, sister, is eating right now with a bottle.
Athena.
Okay, Leah, listen up. Can you hear the suckling? and now her brother wants to wants some of this. You want to try it?
Okay. I'm sure you do.
They're really cute.
Pat her on her back to help her burp a little bit.
Oh, cool.
He's just taking some bubbles.
And right now these guys eat about every 4 to 5 hours right now. Sometimes they do get a little bit more because they do have their growth spurts just like a child does.
Crazy.
And they are right now they're getting like a puppy kitten formula right now. And right now they're also getting some ground turkey in it, since they are eating meat now.
So. Do they have they still have their baby teeth, right?
Yes, they do. They'll lose their baby teeth at about a year, give or take a little bit of time, is when they'll get their adult teeth in.
Do you know how many teeth they have?
They got quite a bit of teeth.
I don't know either.
Big teeth. Big teeth. Right now, these guys have, even you can see, they're going to show you how big their teeth are this size. You see, they got...
Oh, wow.
Pretty big sized teeth right now that they have. And they do have pretty large molars, too, in the back, which help really cut that meat.
They're cute.
Very cute. She's the little white girl. The white comes from the Bengal tiger. And she has, you see, the pretty blue eyes, which the white tigers will typically have blue eyes. Sometimes green, but usually the blue.
That's cool.
So he wants to play in it? Or
yes.
He just wants to play in it.
They would play in the water just about all day, I think, if they could.
Do you do like little wading pools, or
are they? We will get them little pools. We just don't do it for the encounters because otherwise they're really wet, muddy, and then you guys become wet and muddy.
I know.
It doesn't take your time. Is that what he was going for? He's actually interested in the recorder.
Yeah, they are.
Looks like a new toy. They haven't seen that one before. Now, I forgot to mention that you can go and see photos and see these little tiger cubs by going to my podcast page, by going to www.am1230wyts.com, and then take your mouse and hold it over the on-air button. A list of names pops up. Click on Dr. Kvitko, and right there at the top after the smile that they have there for me, you'll see pictures of these cubs. They are very cute. They're also going to see some pictures of their teeth, which Jessica was kind enough to go and get, which we'll be hearing about a little bit in a minute. I do now know how many teeth tigers have, and it's 30. Dogs have 42, so tigers have fewer teeth than dogs. Tiger teeth are called Castilian teeth, and they're designed for cutting and tearing. They have deciduous teeth or temporary teeth that come in within a week or two after birth. And, of course, they're referred to as milk teeth, just like human baby teeth. And then the milk teeth are eventually replaced by the permanent ones. And so tigers are very seldom without a set of teeth. Tigers have the largest canines of all big cat species, ranging in size from 6.4 to 7.6 centimeters, which, for those of you like myself that are a little bit metric illiterate, that would be 2.5 to 3 inches in length. And the canines have abundant pressure-sensing nerves that enable the tiger to identify the location needed to sever the neck of its prey. That's pretty cool. So they're almost like whiskers, I guess. The teeth can sense where they should be biting if they want to secure their prey. The back teeth are called carnassials, which enable them to tear sheer meat from their prey like knife blades. They swallow large, sheared pieces of meat whole. I talked about how they were interested in the my microphone cord. When we walked in, they told us immediately, pick up a toy. And if you see those pictures, you'll see what we mean. They had a big stuffed crayon and a ball and a couple things. And these were 11-week-old cubs, too big for us to actually pick up, although they picked them up by the scruff of the back of their neck like a mother would. Really tough, very cute. Huge paws. We have a picture of the paws. We also have a picture of their teeth. The handler was kind enough to kind of lift up the upper lip of the white tiger cub to show the teeth forming. And those small incisors that you'll see on the picture, if you go there, they're located in the front of the mouth, between the two top and the bottom canines. Those enable the tigers to pick off meat and feathers from their prey. So they kind of use those as a big knife edge. This is Rockwell, North Carolina, and in a minute we'll be giving out more information about it. It was very, very interesting. You can also see these pictures by going to dentallyspeaking.com. So either way, whichever works better for you. So let's go ahead, and if we have time, and let me just look to see if we do have time before the break. Looks like we do. Let's go ahead and listen to our next little segment of this interview. Tell me about Miracle and her teeth.
Miracle still right now, she's a little bit over a year. She still has one of her baby canines in, and then she still has the adult poking through also. So she kind of has like the double canine going on right now. So
what do you do with the teeth? Do you find the teeth in the pen?
We do try to find the teeth, especially with the ones that we raise. We really try to find the teeth in the cage, that way we can keep them because they're our baby's teeth, so.
Is there such thing as a tiger tooth fairy?
Not that I know of.
Push it away. No. What was he going after? Oh, he's going after Julie.
Where's the thing that's
so we don't have. So there's no tiger tooth fairy. Do you have any teeth I could see later?
Yeah, actually, I can show you some here in a little bit. I have two, I think, of the molars and two of the canines.
Okay, cool. That'll be great. We'll take a picture of it and we'll put it up on the website, hopefully. These guys are so cute.
They're a lot of fun. Definitely a lot of fun. A handful.
And tell me the town again where we are.
Rockwell.
Rockwell, not Area 51, right?
No. Rockwell, North Carolina. We're just about 15 minutes north of the Lowe's Motor Speedway in Concord Mills.
Oh, so if people want to come to Tiger World, they call a number or there's a website or both?
Yeah, the phone number here is 704-279-6363. And we're also on the web's internet. It's www.tigerworld.us.
Oh, .us, okay.
Yep.
That's why I couldn't find it earlier, because I did .com and it wouldn't work.
Yep, it's .us, so we're on there. And we're also on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter as well.
Okay, as tigerworld.us?
Yes.
Okay, very cool. Well, I can't wait to see these teeth. Actually, they're on Twitter at www.twitter.com/tigerworld, or the same on Facebook, tigerworld. And looks like their email address is tigerworldsc@aol.com. Not sure what the SC stands for, but it's there. And they happen to be at 4400 Cook Road, Rockwell, North Carolina, which is kind of funny because my office is at the corner of Cook Road and North High Street, so I thought that was kind of funny. So, now, like we said, tigers have 30 teeth, which is 12 less than a dog. But if you look at the pictures and see the size of these teeth, and by the way, those are the baby or milk teeth that you're seeing pictures of that were retrieved from a one-year-old pair of tiger cubs that are in a pen right next door. If you look at the size of those, you wonder, you can see why they only need 30, because that one tooth, which is a molar, looks like three teeth in one. It's very large. And and then I mentioned how they had us pick up a toy, and the reason they had us pick up a toy when we walked in is because they would go after, they're curious, and so we had to distract them to keep them from going after us, and I mean it in a nice way, they're just playful. However, even a little tiger cub like this being playful could be probably painful. I don't know about dangerous, but playful, or painful, so, but my microphone and cord were like a toy they hadn't seen before, so they kept coming after the wire, and the caretaker had to keep kind of picking the one up and pulling it back. Okay, so then let's go ahead and we will listen to another soundbite that we have from our visit. All right, so you brought us two teeth. One looks like a molar. Actually, it's like three teeth all in one, but it's just one tooth, huh?
Yes, we have one of the molars and one of their canines.
Okay, I think I'm going to get a picture of these, and we'll put them up on the website for anybody that's interested. I swear that looks like three teeth, yeah.
Well, they're just for cutting, I think.
They're carnivores, so they have to be able to get through that that meat and that flesh pretty well. So they need those good-sized teeth to help them do that.
And you guys, you feed them turkey?
Well, right now the babies will start off in ground turkey because it's easiest for their body to digest. But even with the cubs now that you were with, they're now starting to eat some chicken with the bones chopped up. So they start to, you know, gradually get to the point where they can eat, you know, crunch through the bones like they're almost like potato chips. They have no problems with those bones whatsoever. Thanks to the teeth.
Exactly. And I think that I've heard stories where the males need to be able to dominate in order to mate, and that if they break a fang, an upper cuspid, they can't dominate. Is that true?
As far as with that, I mean, they have, you know, their teeth that they can't do because they need to be able to hold on to the female while they are, you know, mating. You know, it's a good possibility that they, you know, might feel that they're not able to do it any longer. But I think that they probably actually, we have a male that did break one of his upper canines, and he seems to have no problem with it.
Did he get a gold tooth?
He doesn't have a gold tooth now, nope.
I've heard they make them for tigers and lions.
I'm sure they probably do. You know, you can pretty much buy it seems about anything, so, but no gold tooth for our guy.
Okay, because I had a veterinary dentist on, works on zoo animals, and, I think he was telling me a story where they actually made a crown to put the point back on the cuspid.
Yeah, well, you know, that would actually probably be pretty cool to have. So, you know, we'll have to see, you know, what we can do for our guy, you know.
And these are the ones we just took a picture of. These are primary teeth. These are baby teeth.
Yep, these are their baby teeth.
And they're, and the cuspid, this lower cuspid is about the size of my thumb to the first knuckle. And then the molar is about, oh, it's about the same in width.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is actually for the cubs that we had that these came from, this is actually one of their smaller canines that we got from them. So they can be definitely much bigger than this, and they can sometimes be smaller, but this was definitely one of the smaller of the ones that these guys had.
Have you ever had a tiger or lion have a toothache that you knew about, like where you had to have a veterinary dentist come out?
We haven't yet. We've had a tiger that had an abscess. You know, tooth that we did have to have one of the vets come and take care of and put on antibiotics to help with the abscess tooth. But we haven't had any of them that had to come out for any of the teeth, you know, to have them removed.
Okay. So they were able to do a root canal on the abscess tooth?
With the antibiotics right now, because it's kind of been a recent thing that we just got one of the cats from. So we got him on the antibiotics and got the infection to go away. So right now we're kind of going from that point to see where we need to go with that.
So you think it's a periodontal abscess, gum abscess?
Yes, yes.
It's not a tooth abscess.
No, it's a gum abscess.
Okay, great. And tell me your name again and where we are.
My name's Jessica, and we're at Tiger World, which is in Rockwell, North Carolina.
And I assume a lot of your funding comes from donations?
Actually, we are nonprofit, and we don't get any federal money, federal grants. So all the money comes from people coming to visit our facility with the tours and just admission, the cub encounters, and through donations.
So. Okay, so everybody should go to www.tigerworld.us and donate, right?
Well, that would be great, yes.
Okay, thanks so much, Jessica. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back.
Come down, Selecta!
I almost take to have the song go away because I like that song so much. Sure, we can't play a few more seconds? Go for it. That's really great. Anyway, yeah, that happens to be my new favorite song. I'm driving everybody in my life crazy with it because for the longest time I couldn't even remember the name or couldn't figure out the name. But it's called Say Hey by Michael Franta and Spearhead. Okay, now let's go back to Tiger World a little bit. I just wanted to say that it's a really neat place, and it's a private zoo. It's the funniest thing, because you drive down this kind of a country road, and you turn into onto a road that's essentially a neighborhood where each house seems to have about an acre of land, decent-sized amount of land, and you drive by a few homes and make a right turn, and you come to this field that happens to have like a gate around it, or a fence around it, a little opening, and it's their parking lot. It's all grass with one little gravel drive on the way in, and so it's almost like somebody's private pet collection that got out of hand. I don't know how long it's been there, but it is very neat. And, you know, they happen to have, besides just these tigers, they have lions, they have bears. Obviously, they watched The Wizard of Oz like the rest of us. And they had baboons, and let me think, what else were there? they had a reptile building, some lemurs. And what I found interesting, there was this pheasant walking around as though he weren't food. You know, it's like nobody told me. Listen, I'm thinking about this. They feed the tigers turkey, you know, ground-up turkey. And there's this pheasant just walking around. We also got to see them feeding the various animals. They fed the bears. And they were, let's see, they were not Siberian, but, I forget the kind of bears that they were. I'll think about it here in a little bit. But we watched them feed them. They were feeding them grapes. And they would pucker up and take these grapes right out of the handler's hands, which was kind of neat. It looks to me like it's a relatively expensive place to keep open, and yet they rely on people visiting and making donations to keep it going. So it would be nice if any of you are interested in, you know, going to their website or visiting. Visiting would be fine, giving them or making a donation of some kind. They have birds as well, lynx, lions, monkeys, reptiles, tigers, leopards, and a liger, which is a mixture between a tiger and a lion. And that was actually kind of neat, too. So again, I have no affiliation with this place, just that I was mesmerized by it. And so, let me give out their information one more time. Their phone number is 704-279-6363, tigerworld.us. TigerWorldSC at AOL.com, and then on Twitter and Facebook, www.twitter.com/TigerWorld and www.facebook.com/TigerWorld. It's a non-profit. Looks like it's very well worth a group that you would want to help. Okay. So don't forget to send us your guesses to today's question of the day. And today's question of the day is, what percent of dentists feel that their workload is too much? I don't know if anybody cares whether we think our workload is too much or not, but still an interesting poll. The number to call is 821-1230, or send your guesses to Dentally Speaking on am1230@yahoo.com. Also, this show is available by podcast by going to www.am1230wyts.com and go under the on-air button, click on Dr. Kvitko, and it takes you to that page I was describing where you can see these tiger pictures. And right above it, it says click here for podcasting. Click there, and you get to click on any of the shows that we've ever done. Today's show should be available, probably by 10:30, about 30 minutes after we go off the air. And just left-click on the word listen, and it'll start to play. It takes about 40 minutes because the commercials are edited out. You can also listen to this show by going to iTunes and search either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko, so that way you can download the entire podcast to your iPhone and listen to it while you're driving or something like that. All right, now we're going to just do a few other audio listening into other things. Oh, I'm sorry, I need to give out a couple guesses that we did receive. And we had Mary send in a guess of 40% of dentists think their workload is too much. And, let's see, Timothy sent in one that was 15%. So far we have a 40% guess and a 15%. Neither of those are correct. Thanks so much for sending them in, though. And, the next audio that we want to hear is, basically, It was just a funny story. It's just talking to these people in South Carolina, and I asked if she had a funny story, and let's listen in. All right, so I'm talking to Shivana, and she was telling us a funny story about teeth. So, Shivana, go ahead and tell me the story again.
My brother and my dad were running around the house one day, and my brother got to the living room and decided he wanted to trip, and his two front teeth got stuck in the sofa. So my mom was like on the...
Wait a minute, his mouth was stuck to the sofa?
Yes, his two front teeth.
Okay.
So then my mom was like, on the count of three, we're going to pull. And my brother started crying because he said he was going to lose his two front teeth. So then on three, my mom pulled and his teeth were stuck in the sofa.
He lost his teeth?
He lost his two front teeth in the sofa.
Never heard. Did you find them?
Yes, we did find them. They were very noticeable.
And then what did you do?
My brother cried for a couple days. We kept the teeth, though.
How old was he?
He was five, I believe.
Okay, so they're baby teeth.
Yeah, they're baby teeth.
Okay.
We're okay. They came back.
Good. And then you had a story, right? She's afraid of being seen on the radio. Okay. Is that the funniest story you've ever heard, or what? Losing, having his two front teeth stick in the couch. That must have been hilarious. Okay, now, let's see. Excuse me, let's see where we are on time. Take a quick look here, so I don't run over. Oh, looks like I already ran over. So, we'll be back after a commercial break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on AM 1230 WYTS. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back. Dentally Speaking. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and we're talking teeth. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And so what we're doing is we talked a little bit about tiger's teeth. We went down and got to encounter a couple tiger cubs. And now we're just listening to some other interviews that I have done as I travel around the country. One of the things I want to mention to folks as well is you are able to follow me on Twitter. Twitter, www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko with no period. So that's DrKvitko. And you'll be able to get my tweets. It always sounds so gay. It's not so, what am I trying to say? It always sounds so weird when you say that. I heard Wanda Sykes in the background when I started to say that. Anyway, okay, so we have an email guest for a question of the day. And that would have been from, let me think, who was it? Oh, okay, Terry. Terry sent email to guest, and he thinks the answer to our question of the day is 30%. He thinks 30% of dentists think their workload is too much. That is a little bit high, Terry, but thanks so much for your guess. Now, this next interview that you're going to hear is with a coach women's field hockey coach. And let's go ahead and listen to it, and then afterwards I'm going to go ahead and want to make some comments because it's football season, we're hearing about a lot of injuries, and this is field hockey, but it's still kind of poignant. So here we go, let's listen. So I am talking to the women's field hockey coach at Limestone College, and her name is Lindsay. I don't remember the last name. Lindsay, what's your name?
Jackson.
Lindsay Jackson. And she contacted me about getting mouth guards made for the girls on the team, and I thought it'd be interesting to talk to her a little bit about it and find out why. So I know you had told me that you think these mouth guards are important, so tell me why.
I played with them as a player, and it just eliminates distractions as far as worrying about your mouth guard hanging out of your mouth, not being able to talk, so you're taking it out. It distracts with the officials as well. They like to see that your mouth guard's in, so these, once they're in, you can talk clearly and protects those pearly whites that our parents have spent so much money on.
Yeah, and you were telling me about the refs. If they see a player with their mouth guard half in, half out, what happens?
Some officials are pretty particular with certain things, and some absolutely like to see mouth guards in, and if not, you can get a yellow or a green card. And for most sports, a yellow card means you're playing down a player for a certain amount of time. So it's a dumb penalty to get.
And what's the other color card mean?
Oh, a green card's just a warning. But still, if there was one green card, the next card is a yellow, which means then you're down a person. So.
And after that?
A red card, and then you're out.
You're out, okay. And I'll have to say, as I was doing the impressions, I saw several girls with chipped front teeth, where one was still chipped, and several had the tooth-colored filling on them. And you have a little bit of experience with that, don't you?
I do. A lot of players, in most sports, whether it's in high school or college, some sort of contact with the ball or a stick in your face happens, and you'll have a chipped tooth or whatever it may be. So it's important to have these mouth guards that protect them.
Good. And the girls, right now they're wearing what, the Boil and Bite? You buy them at the store?
Yeah. And actually, most of these girls are so not into it, they just don't even boil them.
They don't boil them?
So they just are in their mouths, hanging out the side, chewing on them. And it's, doesn't look good.
Okay. And it doesn't work either?
No. And I'm a big person on making sure things look good. And when our mouth guards are hanging out of our mouth and they're cut down the size of an inch, they don't work well.
Right, and also we're making them the team colors, so for teams that are considering having this, it's also kind of a little bit of a chance to show your team spirit, right?
Absolutely, and to be all uniformed, if everyone has the same color, it looks great.
Good. All right, well, Lindsay, thanks for talking to us. You are on the right wavelength as far as helping protect the girls' teeth, and I think actually you're going to find they're going to be able to hear each other better, talk better, and heck, maybe they'll play better.
Let's hope so.
Thanks very much. And you know what? Actually, teams do play better when they have well-fitting mouth guards because they, like Lindsay said, they can hear each other. You can hear each other. You can make out what's being said. The biggest complaint athletes have is they say they can't talk while they're wearing their mouth guard, and teams all have to call out directions to each other. The goalie, for example, calls out instructions to the defense and so on and so forth. And, of course, the quarterback, calls the plays in a football game. Now, these mouth guards, if they're in place when you are struck or when you're, popped in the mouth or popped in the jaw, as long as they're in place, they can prevent a concussion. And concussions have been in the news of late. The NFL, Congress held hearings about how something like 50% of ex-NFL players in their 50s are showing signs of dementia, and something like, if I remember right, 25 to 30% of players between 35 and 50 are showing signs of dementia, also Alzheimer's and that sort of thing. And so concussions, and when Tim Tebow was struck and received his concussion three weeks ago, I was wishing that they wouldn't bring him back, that they would let him rest a little bit longer. But, young folks feel like they're invincible, and coaches tend to, I don't know if it's the coaches, but I think sometimes the physicians give the green light for these players to return to action sooner than maybe they should. I'm not a physician, so maybe I'm overstepping my bounds. It's just that we have to think of these kids and these adult players, their health over the long haul. And I do believe that something has to be done to curtail these concussions. We have these helmet-to-helmet rules now, which are great. In the early days of football, they wore the leather protective gear on their head, and that you didn't have to worry about this hard piece of plastic striking your head. Of course, in that case, it was head-on-head, or at least leather protection on leather, almost like an overdone earmuffs. But it's hard to say which is better. But these athletes, and just about every one of these girls, not everyone, but just about every one of these girls on this field hockey team had already chipped their teeth. And the one, her tooth was chipped, and I had to ask her, now, are you going to get this fixed? Because if we make you a mouth guard and you get your tooth fixed, then it won't fit. And she assured me that she had no intention of getting it fixed until after the season had ended. But, which I, on one hand was happy because I could make her mouth guard. But on the other hand, I don't think she should be going around with a chipped tooth. So maybe we do have to go to a break. Again, I'm a little bit late. When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about mouth guards and then get on to our next topic. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS. And we'll be right back. Dentally Speaking. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. We had another guest to our question of the day, and this is according to the American Dental Association. The question is, what percent of dentists feel their workload is too much? And Thomas called in a guess, and his guess was 19%. And so, Thomas, thank you so much. Everybody, you've been kind of zeroing in on the answer, which I think I'm going to go ahead and give now before we get busy here at the end of the show. So the answer to today's question of the day is 25% of dentists feel their workload is too much. Other statistics go like this. 7.4% say they're far too much. 4.4% say that their workload is too little. And 63.7%, I guess I'd round that up to 64%, say that it's a comfortable amount. All right? So, okay, well, I thought that was kind of interesting, and maybe it's just me, but I didn't know that a fourth of dentists feel like they're working too hard. Actually, if you throw in the 7.4%, you're looking at almost a third of dentists feel like they're working too hard. I don't think we'll get any pity parties, though, do you? Okay, now we do have another, some more interviews to listen to. Hey, can you get me some of that, that Hey Say Hey music again? I just love that song.
Come on,
Selecta! It's a happy song, isn't it? Alright, thanks, Tom. I wanted to say that I was thinking about music because I went to Michael Jackson's This Is It, went to see the movie. And I highly recommend it. It was very, very good. I probably will see it again. Actually, I hope it comes out on DVD someday, so that I can own it. Very sad. Michael was such a genius, and I was so sorry to hear of his demise. So I would recommend go out. Now, just keep in mind, it's not the finished product. They never did the finished product, but it really gives you a sense of what was being planned. And I think that he's certainly going to be missed. And it's so sad to me because, as we're finding out, his death was caused by his doctor giving him a drug that's essentially to be used in the hospital for sedation, kind of like the IV sedations that I do. And he was given that drug, and from what we're hearing about the reports, and I know it hasn't all come out yet, and the trial hasn't taken place, and so on, but it sounds like, so far, it sounds like he gave him the drug and then left the room. And when I do my IV sedations, we never leave the room. We have you hooked up to an EKG machine. I listen to a person's heartbeat and breathing. And it's sad to say that I think that, had I been Michael Jackson's, or if I could have, not sad to say, if I could have been Michael Jackson's personal, the one in charge of that, he'd still be alive because... he'd have been monitored. Now, I don't know Michael Jackson. Don't know if he'd allowed me to stay in the room all that. But still, it's such a simple thing. And all of the physicians, all of the anesthesiologists know exactly what I'm talking about. You don't give somebody that heavy-hitting drug and leave the room. Essentially, I think he cut off his own airway is what we're going to find. Very, very sad. What a genius. Go and see the movie. Obviously, I don't get paid to say that. And it's just so unfortunate that he was taken from us in that way. Okay, now we are almost up to another commercial break, so I may have to change the what interviews I'm allowed or I have time for today. But you know what I think I'm going to do? Let's go to commercial now. We'll go early, and that way I'll know exactly how much time I have to wrap things up here at the end of the show. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking here on AM 1230 WYTS, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, But We're Too Numb to Ask. Today, I think we've had a pretty interesting show. We've talked about mouth guards. We've talked about tigers and tiger cubs and their teeth. And a little bit about Michael Jackson and how the IV sedation can be dangerous if it's not done in a proper setting. Certainly not something that should have been done in his home without being monitored. I want to listen, if I can, Tom. I want to listen to a little bit more of this. If we can play that audio with those tiger cubs drinking that bottle, that was so cool.
Can you hear the suckling?
and now he's big. Her brother wants to want some of this. You want to try it? Okay. They're really cute.
Pat her on her back to help her burp a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Just cake and some bubbles.
They're quite piggies, I think.
And right now, these guys eat about every 4 to 5 hours right now. Sometimes they do get a little bit more because they do have their growth spurts, just like a child does.
That's crazy.
Now, remember, the one that was growling wasn't the one eating or drinking. The one that was growling was the one that wanted the bottle. They gave us one bottle, and they had to share. So, and that suckling sound, it just sounded almost like Maggie on The Simpsons or something. But anyway, yes, it was very, very cool. Let me just mention again, the H1N1 vaccination, November 3rd from 4 to 7 is the one that I will be at, along with my wife, who is also helping. Now, you need to check the newspaper, check the FranklinCounty.gov website to see who is actually being vaccinated on that day. I do know that medical professionals are still welcome. Pregnant women are still welcome. I think this one is going to be children from ages 3 to 18, but please don't quote me on that. It doesn't say on the email that I received from the Medical Reserve Corps. So I don't want to invite anyone to come that's not supposed to be there that day. Vets Memorial is on 300 West Broad Street, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on November 3rd. And the next one is on November 4th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And I do encourage people to get their H1N1 vaccination. I know there are some people out there that are afraid. They think they're going to get the disease from the vaccination. And you can't get the disease from the shot because it's attenuated vaccine, which means the virus, attenuated virus, because the actual virus is dead. So they also have a mist. They're welcome, you're welcome to ask questions and get your questions answered before ever coming. And then, of course, we hit on mouth guards and concussions. And if you're playing sports, your son or daughter is playing sports, please make sure they get in and get a custom-fitted mouth guard fabricated. We do them at the office. I think we charge $35. It may sound like a lot of money, but it's so much cheaper than repairing a tooth or having to deal with the results of a concussion. That is well, well worth the money. I just don't think these kids are so young and they have their whole lives ahead of them. You don't want to put them in a situation where they have to deal with this broken tooth the rest of their life, and certainly not a concussion. So, okay, now don't forget that, we'll be here next Sunday, 9 o'clock. Tune in, and we are on AM 1230 WYTS. You can also go there to www.am1230wyts.com and listen to find the podcast page and listen to our podcasts. So anytime, anywhere, you can do that. Follow me on Twitter by searching Dr. Kvitko. And don't forget to go to dentallyspeaking.com and see what upcoming shows will hold, what exciting and different things we have in store for you. So I think I've covered it all. Remember, Tiger World is www.tigerworld.us. Their phone number is 704-279-6363. If you can, help them out. I know they would very much appreciate it. The people down there are so nice. I think it's worth making a trip. But if not, at least if you're in the area, go and check it out. So thanks again for tuning in. And, hey, can we get a little bit of that other music again to go out with or not? We can? Okay, good. We're going out with Say Hey by Michael Frante. There we go. Yeah, let's end on a happy note. Thanks again. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9.